Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to buy something NFL-wise, sell something NFL-wise. If you guys want to weigh in, 301-230-0980. You can buy something that you think you are convinced is right about a team or a player, and you can sell something at 301-230-0980. So the first thing I'm going to buy, just because this is such a contrarian kind of the way I think purchase here. Do you know that the Ravens are favored to win the AFC North right now?
I did hear
they are
this.
The favorites at 1-4 to win the AFC North. It was like basically both teams were like -110 at the beginning of the week. Now the Ravens are at like -105 and the Steelers are at like +115. They're the favorites to win a division in which currently they're 1-4 with, by the way, very little hope of becoming 2-4 on Sunday. They're a 7.5-point underdog at home against the Rams. So, of course, you know what I'm going to do? I'm buying the Ravens to win the AFC North. And I like Pittsburgh, and I like the way Aaron Rodgers has played for the most part, and I think they're getting better on defense. But the reason, for those of you who are like, wait a minute, that can't be right. The reason it is what it is, odds makers favoring the Ravens right now, still at 1-4 to win the AFC North, is multifold. Number one is they've got 12 games left in the season. All right, that's number one. Number two is Cincinnati and Cleveland, neither one of those two teams are contenders. They can't win the division as long as Joe Burrow's out. I mean, Joe Flacco is going to be better than Jake Browning, more likely than not, but he's not going to keep them in contention, I don't think, until Burrow comes back. Cleveland's now in full rebuild mode. We'll see a lot of Dylan Gabriel. We're going to see Shedeur Sanders, I would imagine, at some point this year, unless Gabriel just plays well enough to stay in there. And the Ravens don't play their head-to-heads with the Steelers until December 7th, game one at home, and the final game of the year, first weekend in January. Not to mention the fact that after the Ravens play the Rams this week, Bears, Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, Bengals. And then they play the Steelers, and then they play the Bengals again. I am going to buy the Baltimore Ravens, pure contrarianism for the average person. I understand what the odds makers are looking at, and I understand why. Actually, I'm very surprised that they're the favorite. I would have said they're close, but they're not the favorite. No, they are the favorite to win the AFC North. Baltimore is going to come back probably from a 1-5 start, because I don't see them winning this week. Lamar's not playing this week, right?
No. I don't believe he's expected to play.
I don't think he's been ruled out. I don't think he's been ruled out yet, but I don't think he's expected to play. I'm going to pick them, by the way, very, very easily by the end of this upcoming weekend. Pittsburgh could be 4-1. The Ravens could be 1-5. And I still think next week the Ravens still might be a slight favorite to win the division. That's my first purchase, the Ravens, to win the AFC North.
All right. I got a purchase for you, Kev. So last week, I purchased Dak Prescott because he was leading in adjusted EPA per play and PFF grade. But you know who surpassed him with their performance this week?
Baker Mayfield.
No. Sam Darnold. Through 5 weeks of the NFL, Sam Darnold now leads all quarterbacks in both PFF grade and EPA per play. He was in the very top right of the chart.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me Baker Mayfield the player. Okay.
I know, which is why it's so weird saying Sam Darnold after the season he had last year with KOC. He got right, and now he's currently playing some of the best ball in the league right now against some pretty solid defenses. Like the Tampa Bay is no slouch. Seattle, who have they played recently? It's just been week after week. He's just been really, really good. And I'm going to be buying Sam Darnold. If you told me this when he was on the Jets, I would have told you were crazy. But like, they smoked the Saints. It was a close battle with the Niners. Beating the Steelers was a good win for them. Seahawks and Sam Darnold got something cooking.
They definitely have something cooking. I think it's a well-coached team. I think it's a good defensive team, even though they gave up 38 on Sunday. Seattle and Tampa are two good football teams, I think, in the NFC. And that, you know, you actually really loved Tampa before the season started.
They're so fun. I picked them
to win the division. You picked them to be the one seed in the NFC. I get it on them. I definitely get it on Seattle. I'm a bigger Baker Mayfield guy than I am a Sam Darnold guy, though.
Understandable.
I still think Darnold will kill you in key moments, which did happen at the end of the game Sunday. And you go back to the playoff game against the Rams.
I mean,
even the season finale against the Lions last year. When you get in his face, it's a problem for him, where Mayfield seems to thrive on that. My first sell, and I've got another buy coming. My first sell is, in the short term, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to struggle. And I think that includes tomorrow night. In fact, I think they are going to lose outright to the Giants tomorrow night to fall to 4-2. There's something wrong in Philadelphia, so much so that Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, and Jalen Hurts had some sort of get-together, private get-together, that they've been asked about, but they're, you know, just said it's, you know, football and teammates getting together. They have a really, right now, an offensive line issue. It's not the same offensive line as last year. Saquon Barkley doesn't have much room to run. He's not getting many opportunities to run. And I'm selling the Eagles in the short term, like meaning tomorrow night to fall to 4-2. And maybe, you know, by the time we get to December and they've played, let's say, 12, 13 games, to be in that 7-6-8-5 range. You know, not in, you know, not 10-3, not 11-2, and running away with the East. I think Washington's going to be in this chase all year long for the NFC East. And I think those two games at the end of the year are going to be super meaningful twice in the final 3 weeks. I can't imagine the Cowboys are going to be there by the time we get there, but they can really move the football. I'm selling the Eagles right now over their next 4, 5, 6 games to continue to look underwhelming. And I want to be clear, I'm selling them tomorrow night against the Giants. I think they're going to lose that game outright. I watched the Giants Sunday. They lost to the Saints 26-14. Man, was that score completely misleading with how hard they played and at times how well they played. They just turned it over 5 times. A couple of them were flukish turnovers. I really like the Giants tomorrow night. You'll hear that on the show tomorrow. But I think Philadelphia is going to struggle, even though they play the Giants twice in the next 3 weeks. People are looking at the Eagles right now, and they're like, okay, there are problems, but they play the Giants twice in the next 3 weeks, with a game at Minnesota and against Carson Wentz, more likely than not. Maybe J.J. McCarthy, you know, sandwiched between the two Giant games. I think Philadelphia is heading for a December in which maybe they'll start to figure it out then, because they have enough talent and they've got a championship pedigree, no doubt. But I don't think we're going to see Philly at 10-2 or 11-2, you know, 12, 13 games into the season this year. I think it's going to look closer to maybe not even in first place when we get to that point. I'm not discounting their possibilities when we get to the end of the year and in the postseason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just think the problems right now are legit real on offense and that they're going to struggle offensively and it's going to cost them games, plural, here over the next 5-6 weeks. I'm selling the Eagles in the short to medium term. What's your sell?
My sell this week is going to be, and this is going to be really stupid, is the Cincinnati Bengals. Now,
Well, they're 15-point underdogs.
This is true. They are. But I think they just made a trade yesterday that made them worse. Because they just traded for Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco is going to be...
Did you see Jake Browning play?
Yes, I have. But getting an older, less mobile guy is not the answer behind that offensive line. So I think they're... I feel like the Bengals might be embracing a full tank here. And starting to kind of shift their eyes towards the draft in 2026. So Bengals, I'm all the way out. And I think as long as Joe Burrow's there, I think they'll be okay. But man, after that, it's awful. It's putrid. It's disgusting. I can use all the words to describe how bad it is. I'm just out on Cincinnati.
They have a terrible offensive line, which is why it's a bad fit for Flacco. And would have been a bad fit for Jameis, would have been a bad fit for Kirk. Their offensive line has gotten Burrow murdered the last couple of years, and the same thing happened to Browning. The difference between a Burrow and a Browning, well, obvious differences, but the difference between Browning and Flacco, Browning played scared. There's never been a moment in Joe Flacco's career where he's played scared. He's almost too oblivious to everything around him to be scared. So there are going to be some balls that he is going to throw quickly in the general direction of T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, even when they are blanketed, because he does not back away from those things. But that offensive line's bad. They're a 15-point underdog against the Packers on Sunday. That's not, you know, a misspeak. They are 15-point underdogs at Lambeau on Sunday. All right. The next thing that I am buying is I'm buying a player. And yeah, I did watch this game as much as I watched the Eagles and the Broncos because I bet the Saints on Sunday. And that ended up being a win. I have liked this guy since he was at TCU. Yes, another TCU player. But I have liked him since he's been in the NFL too, but he's never been the number one back in New Orleans because Alvin Kamara is. Kendre Miller is a 6 foot tall, 225-pound back. He is got a ton of talent, and he really actually carried in many ways New Orleans at the end of the game. I went to look at his stats because I thought it was better than this, but it was 10 carries for 41 yards, pretty much all in the second half against a very good Giant defense. The week before when they were in Buffalo and they had a chance to win that game against the Bills, he was 11 for 65. This guy is just 23 years old. He's on a bad team right now with a star player in front of him. Kendre Miller, number 5 in New Orleans. It may not be in New Orleans, but it's going to be somewhere in the near future where he is going to be a starter and he's going to be a big-time 1,200-yard-plus running back in the NFL. What's your next buy?
I got another buy, and it's going to be, like I said, another weird one. Give me Spencer Rattler. He hasn't lost them these games. I think that's a lot of it's boiled down to coaching.
Yeah.
But just projecting future, looking forward. What did we think about Baker Mayfield? What did we think about Sam Darnold? We thought these guys were dead, 6 feet under in the ground. I think Spencer Rattler is going to learn from all these like lumps that he's taking early in his career, and I think he could turn into something long-term going forward. But right now, it does not look good for the Saints, but hey, it's going to be an interesting season for them. I will be watching from a distance, but not watching nonetheless.
All right. So I sold Philadelphia in the short to medium term. The team that was undefeated, one of two undefeateds going into last weekend. And I'm selling Buffalo right now as a team that's not going to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC.
Ooh.
They're, you know, they didn't have Ed Oliver on Sunday night. That's a big loss for them. I just don't see it with them defensively that they're good enough. And I've looked at like, so just for full disclosure, last week I sold the Patriots from being the surprise team out of the AFC. Well, I've done a 180 on that because I looked at Buffalo's schedule and then I looked at New England's schedule. Do you know what New England has? Like, they play the Saints, the Titans, the Browns, the Falcons the next 4 weeks. They have still two against the Jets. They play the Giants. They play the Bengals. They also have the Ravens and Dolphins on the schedule. I think the Ravens might be for real by the time they play them. But it's like a joke of a schedule as it appears now. It's not always who you play. It's when you play them. I understand that. And they've already beaten Buffalo once. Meantime, the Bills have a tough game Monday night at Atlanta coming off a bye week. And then in 2 weeks, they get the Chiefs. They still have games with the Buccaneers. They've still got games with the Eagles and the Steelers on the road. I think Buffalo isn't going to end up being the one seed. I'm not saying they're going to lose the division, although it's in play now for New England. But I think teams like Indy and maybe even a team like Denver or KC at some point, I'm selling the Bills from what seemed like an obvious trek towards the one seed to something less than that, maybe much less than that.
Yeah.
What else are you selling?
Well, I
like Atlanta Monday night at home to potentially beat Buffalo. I like Buffalo and Philly. It would not surprise me if this time next week we're talking about the two last remaining undefeateds being in the midst of two-game losing skids.
I was going to say, to back up your Patriots point, Drake May has played lights out.
The whole team's played great. He's been incredible. Diggs has been incredible. They are so well coached.
They're really
so well coached. Yeah, Hunter Henry's been a great weapon for Drake May. I think he's already at like 20 catches, something like mm-hmm. that, through five games.
Yeah, it's been insane.
Yeah.
But
all right, what else? I think you had something else.
Yeah, I do have a sell, and my buy and sell has been pretty obvious today. But my next sell is Mike McDaniel's tenure on the Dolphins. I think that he's going to be an offensive coordinator next year. And he could be, if Cliff Kingsbury goes to get a head coaching job, could be rejoining the Washington Commanders in the future. But I'll save that for the offseason.
You know what? I really like that as an early, bold call. That is an interesting early, bold call from you, because that actually makes some sense. You should have saved that for tomorrow's Don't Be Surprised If.
Damn it!
How about Mike McDaniel replacing Cliff Kingsbury, who gets a head coaching job in Tennessee to work with Cam Ward next year?
Ooh,
This
is music to my ears, Kev.
You just sold the Dolphins and Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I'm selling Mike McDaniel on the Dolphins. He's lost the locker room. I Tyreek Hill cheering when he was being carted off. All that. It's a mess in Miami, and Mike McDaniel's not the guy to clean it up.
All right, NFL buy and sell. You got to buy something. You got to sell something. Phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. We've got an open line or two if you want to weigh in. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Remember, all of our NFL talk presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.